Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave drinking.
Jenny, did I send you off on a journey of metal covers?
Yes.
It's the best category of music, isn't it?
I'm not hating it.
This isn't as good as the other one that I heard, though. What song is this?
I Kissed a Girl.
Oh, right. Now, I don't know if I heard this one. I kissed a girl and I like it. Why this song, though? We have Tim here. Tim doesn't kiss girls. It's the opposite.
He has kissed a girl. He talked about it on my show.
Oh.
You kissed multiple. Okay, I've had sex with women. I will again if they have opportunities and money.
You've penetrated women.
Yeah.
Tim penetrating women. We got to talk about that. Look,
only threats are phrased, and I will again.
And I will again. Whether or not she likes... I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Look, great show planned today. We do not have Nick Mullen. I guess at one point he could show up, so I don't think he's going to show up. We pushed the start of the show 23 minutes. He was supposed to come in. I spoke to him 2 days ago. Tried to confirm last night. Never heard anything. Texted his girlfriend this morning. She hasn't heard from him in a couple days. So, I don't know. I have no idea where Nick is, and we're a little bit concerned.
Cause, yeah.
You know, he's fucking Nick Mullen. He's a little wacky.
Who knows what happened?
Yeah, well, look, hopefully...
Someone with his description was seen walking over the Williamsburg Bridge.
And then 800
one of my
more.
Friends
they were
was
all
like,
going to Williamsburg.
One of my friends was like...
He was just counting the train cars?
Yeah, he was just walking across the bridge on his way here. That's what I thought. So maybe he stopped in the middle and just...
To contemplate life?
Who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
You know, they have signs on the top of the bridge that say, don't kill yourself. Think about it.
Is that true?
There's little reminders, like little Everts.
What a soft city.
Imagine that your job is to be the graphic designer, to have to come up with a little symbol for, like, don't jump.
Yeah, don't kill yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, why do they give a shit? They
seriously,
just don't want the fucking problem.
I'm going to go and I'm just going to paint over the word don't in white, which just says kill yourself.
They just don't want to have to go with divers and fish your body out.
Look, crisis counseling, there is hope. Make this call. The counselor, the consequences.
There used to be a net. There used to be a net, legit, where you would jump and like land in a net. That's at the Golden Gate Bridge.
Gotta be fun and embarrassing.
Dan St. Germain had a funny joke where he's like, imagine getting that photo of yourself. Like, it's like the Splish Splash photo when you jump off the bridge and you realize you're not dead. They just take a photo of you in the net.
Yeah.
And they're like, there you go. Here's your you're still alive photo.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at that point...
Is jumping the most inconvenient to other people way to kill yourself?
Why?
Because they gotta, like, send a team to get you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the problem with jumping off like a building is you could actually
hurt
kill
somebody else.
You could, you know,
all
you
the way down.
Who knows? Who knows how your body flies? I have no idea. Like, when you jump, does your body, you know, move out 20 feet from the building, or
me
do you
and
go
Zach
straight
don't
down?
Fall. When we jump, we hover over the building like a fucking drone, and just get a good look at everything that's happening, and then just float down
like
peacefully.
A flying squirrel. Our folds
and
just
then just
expand.
Keep and just keep walking and get pizza.
Shit! Like, we have a great show planned today. Hopefully, Nick Mullen's alive. We hope to see him again one day. Either way, the show must go on. Great show planned today. Tim Dillon in studio. Timmy boy, what do you got to plug? Let's get this out of the way real quick.
Comedy on State, Madison, Wisconsin, the 17th through the 19th this weekend. Governor's Comedy Club in Long Island, January 25th through the 26th. Tim Dillon's going to help podcast, and timdillencomedy.com, all live dates. Thank you. Also, Instagram, Tim J. Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N, and Twitter. Follow those.
Yeah, dude. And Tim Dillon is going to hell. He's killing it lately.
Yeah,
dude.
It's good. We're on a great uptick.
Yeah, you've turned a corner on the past few weeks, and it's been great. So, you guys, please go download, subscribe. Tim Dillon is going to hell. It's one of the best podcasts out there. It really is. You're doing fucking great stuff, buddy.
It is good.
Zach Amico, what's up, my friend?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. And please be sure to check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight here on Gas Digital, watch me and my comedian friends watch some silly horror movies and talk some shit.
Fuck yeah. Guys, check out my other two podcasts, Legion of Skanks. Believe you me, now fucking turn the corner as well. Getting huge right now. Michael Bisping will be in town this week, so we're going to be doing some live shows as well. I will be February 2nd. Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. Come out, grab your tickets if you're up in the fucking Poughkeepsie area. Also, I'll be down the shore with Justin Silver this March at Uncle Vinny's. So if you're a fucking dickhead Jersey fucking wife beater wearing fucking asshole, come out and just fucking let's celebrate life together. I got no problems with you. A lot of people hate you people. I'm telling you right now, South Jersey, I connect with you. You're good people. Fucking blue collar. I like it.
Yeah.
Also, guys, go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking and a positive review. One reviewer each month. Good or bad, we give a free piece of motherfucking merch to. Holy shit. It's a big deal. Okay. Shannon, also, see if we have any scams today. Maybe we'll do some scams. When Tim's here,
I love a scam. I love scam that. What is it? Scam that you? Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So see God, if we can pull a few of those scam. In a little bit. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got to plug. Skankfest is coming up too, Tim. You gonna be
exciting?
Around?
Of course.
This June,
yeah.
End of June. Yeah,
gonna be exciting.
Dates will be announced soon.
Festival
enough.
Of Skanks.
Yeah,
it's always fun. It's always a crazy few days.
Yeah. I'm ramping up. You know, just getting myself kind of in the. I set up these events every few months.
This year, headlining Tig Notaro.
Yeah.
Very excited about that.
Host of the wet excited. T-shirt contest this year, Tig Notaro.
Hannah Gadsby and Tig Notaro.
No, you
roast
read that wrong.
Battle.
It's Nig Tagaro. It's a well, parody act.
Sorry.
It's a when lesbian
in
Zach
blackface.
When I
was doing a midnight spook show, I had no idea it was about horror movies. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Diversity.
That's okay. Okay. All right.
Good
that's
for
fun.
Zach.
Zach just shows up on the lawn of a different black person each week.
That's what I thought it was, literally. Yeah. Like Zach and Mika's Midnight Spook Show. Yeah. Just when, you know, black people get off work, Zach interviews them.
4 p.m.
All right. Look, lots to talk about today. Tim. I want to talk so badly about the play we saw the other day, but I think
why not?
We can't because our friend produced it and wrote it, and it's a good play.
Sure. The problem with that was it's a play about a person, and the person sucks.
The person was the worst. Like I want
the person sucks.
I want
so
him
much
to be dead.
That when you're sitting watching this person. You want to physically harm them.
Yeah, you're like watching a one-man show about the least likable human ever. It's
And by the way, gay person, so you feel kind of... You don't even
feel
guilty.
Like it's a hate crime. That's the problem with gays.
Yeah.
You guys have fucking... You really tricked the world because you make it so I can't hate you.
Well, this openly. One doesn't. Nobody's ever looked at me and went, I shouldn't hit him.
Yeah.
You know, but this guy is a gay dude and he's also a victim of child abuse.
That's the adverse effect of, you know, the hate crime movement and that whole idea is that now you're less likely to hit
a gay person,
you know, but one that deserves it.
Right. 100%. Because the ones that deserve it are the ones that you shouldn't hit. It's usually the very effeminate, flamboyant ones that pop the most shit.
Those are the ones that are awful.
Those are the ones that are
awful. Those are the ones that it's obvious. And it looks like somebody like me, right? So like, let's say some fucking, because they're just bitches.
They're bitches and they say very mean things.
And they've never had their ass kicked. So they're like a woman. So they'll talk to you like a woman.
100%.
You know?
Yeah.
So you'll have a gay guy like that. Now, if I start to physically assault this person, looking like me and this little fucking twinkie dude.
Right.
Now, you couldn't paint more of a picture of
a hotter scenario. Yes, 100%. 100%. I could not get off. No, but this dude in the play is also a victim of like one of the worst child abuse cases in the history of Massachusetts. And I'm talking about it gets comical when he's describing it. Well, he's like, we were hitting with bats and bricks. And I mean, it just gets, you start imagining the Looney Tunes scenes.
Yeah, he was an ECW hardcore champion.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. And you still don't feel bad.
No, here's the problem.
Dude.
What he did was he should have did it more like a one-man show. So the play is about a medium.
A psychic medium.
He's a psychic medium. And I guess he's to celebrities or whatever. Which,
are you a top or a bottom? I'm a medium.
Yeah, I'm a medium. You can put it halfway in.
Which is like, look, you know, I don't believe in that horse shit. I bet Shannon believes in that horse shit.
Shannon, you believe in that, right? But Shannon believes in a lot of things. She comes from Staten Island, New York.
Yeah. I don't like to discount anything, but I've never heard anything that I couldn't figure out how they got to that point.
You don't like to discount? What about your nails?
What? They're not fake.
Come on. That was pretty good, guys. I just trashed Shannon's nails.
Shannon's,
that was like as deep as you can cut to a Staten Island whore.
Your family believes in that shit, right, Shannon?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're eating those fucking tricolor cookies in Staten Island. They're like, I believe that there's a woman that can talk to my great aunt Rosalie. And Rosalie told me, and because
one
it's so
time
easy.
I looked at my tea and the tea leaves were in the shape of a 1955 Ford.
I'll tell you what they were in the shape of, a segregated school, because that's how I grew up, and it was beautiful. And it didn't mean we didn't love them. It meant that everybody has their own space.
I want the neighborhood to look like a black and white cookie.
Yeah. But those people, because they're out in Long Island, too, it's so easy to get these fucking morons, because you're like, hey, remember your father? Remember you were there for him when he was dying, right? Now, these people weren't, probably, but they're all like, yeah. They're like, he remembers when you were by his bedside, and he just wants to let you know that, you know, he's with you. And these people, that's all they need. They start crying. I mean, we were in the play, and they start bawling.
Well, yeah, and he's doing a musical, and it's silly, and and then in the middle of it, there's a reading. And what's really funny is they have certain beats.
And every song's like, I'm a medium and a fag. I'm gay and I talk to dead people. I suck cock and I talk to the devil.
He actually only talks to people who died of HIV.
Yeah, it's true.
That's what gay mediums do.
That's what gay mediums do.
They're just patient.
Gay guys would never, by the way, gay people would never talk to a medium. They'd be like, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm in heaven. Yeah. You stupid I don't care about my sister. Like, but this guy sucks so much. But the readings were actually kind of impressive.
But yeah, it was kind of fun. Now look, I know it's a magic trick.
Yeah. How does he do it though? That is kind of interesting.
Timmy, I can make a fucking scarf disappear in my hand right now. It'll blow your mind.
I know. You did a trick. Lewis did a trick.
I did it right to his face. In an obnoxious way. The star of the show. I'm like, oh yeah, I know tricks too. I was like, see this handkerchief? Boom.
Yeah,
gone.
You did. Yeah.
I have it right on me. I always have that handkerchief on.
It's a great trick. It's not a bad trick. Who taught you that?
Dumbledore. Also a faggy, faggy fraud magician.
Of course. Well, Dumbledore's in that school with all those young boy wizards.
Oh, come on,
You're not fucking. Yeah. You're not sampling.
I'd give Harry another
scar.
Come on,
if I was Dumbledore, everybody would have there'd be a class action suit at Hogwarts.
Here,
Dumbledore taught a late night class to a few select students.
If you were Dumbledore, Hogwarts would have gotten his name for a different reason.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Ron Weasley would be dead. I would have fucked him to death. I was so attracted to him when I was a kid. I don't know why. He had red hair. I just wanted to suck his smelly cock.
And he's just shitty at magic, too, so he'd have to just take it. He couldn't do anything.
Yeah, he just couldn't do anything. He would just take his wand, keep doing this. I'd grab it from him and be like, don't be stupid, Ronald. Don't be stupid. Show me the wand that works. Show me the wand that works. It's fun because it's about raping children.
Look right to his face. I was like, hey, dude, I have no tricks to look. And I was
this
like,
is true. Lewis does this right to the guy whose show this is, who's starring in the show.
Done.
And that is great. That is kind of cool. It is good. That is kind of cool.
Thanks, Shannon. So, by the way, also, he should have done that every time he did a reading.
I give that trick three thumbs up.
But he did, like, he would go up to somebody in the crowd and be like, do you connect with the name Margaret Mary? And they would go, they'd start crying.
Well, you're asking 200 people.
Yeah.
Does anybody connect with the name Margaret in the state of California?
Yeah.
And no, maybe I'm getting it wrong. No. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, not Margaret. Mike. I had the name wrong. Oh, Mike. Mike's my dad.
Yeah.
And then they call it out and they sort of like, you see the bullshit, but
he's good. You can also see him working and you're like, it's kind of impressive that it's not real.
Yeah.
It's impressive that he's
able to keep a straight face going, like he's like tasting the spirits.
And he's manipulating these people's, he's manipulating their grief. It's really admirable.
Yeah, I don't even mind.
It really is admirable.
Because here's the thing, right? We're watching it from a perspective of like, we're cynical dickheads.
Yeah.
So we're watching people be manipulated. And it was one of the best things. So they have the beats of the play, and I guess he's got like 7 or 8 minutes to do this reading section.
Yeah.
And at one point, like a little light goes off and they have to go to the next beat of the play.
Yeah.
He's in the middle of a reading with this chick.
Yeah, chick who's crying. He's like, and your dad, you're having dreams about your dad, right? And she's like, yes. And he's like, and they're really intense. And she goes, yes. And then he goes, and he wants to let you know, I'm a fag and a medium. I'm a fag and a medium. Remember this. And everyone's dancing.
It's awful.
And the girl audibly gasped behind me and Louis. She goes, like, I was so close to my dead father. And then they just start fucking doing this dumb dance again. And it's
best.
Four gay dudes.
It's the best.
The whole show is just four gay
for
guys.
For no reason.
For no reason.
There's no reason that these are twinkie young gay boys.
Right.
This, the whole cast is.
The whole cast.
This guy.
They've got like angel wings on.
Yeah,
and this guy is like a, looks like a fat carpet salesman.
He's got no charisma.
No charisma. He's stuffed into a leather jacket like a fucking stuffed artichoke. He's not wearing anything that fits him, okay? Not a medium. He's a 2XL, number one. He's in a large jacket, which he can't close. It's like when Bobby Kelly did the Tonight Show. It's embarrassing. You can't close the jacket. It looks like it was painted on him.
Shit.
And this... I'm a fat person. I get it.
Doggy, you got to see this play. It's also enjoyable.
It is enjoyable.
I'm not saying it's not
enjoyable.
A good play. I'm saying if you look at it from the perspective of like...
a rational person who's sane and has senses, it's fucking retarded. But it's enjoyable. It's very enjoyable.
Oh, my God, dude.
But the dude, and it's, listen, one of our good friends produced the play, but we were very honest with her. I said at the diner afterwards, I said, the star of the show sucks.
Yeah.
He sucks.
He's terrible.
He has no charisma.
And he's a fraud, and he also partially wrote it. So what he does is, throughout the show, not only do they have these, like, you know, he has these gay boys coming in for no reason.
Right.
It has nothing to do with it. Then he starts to make excuses. Like, he has whole sections of the play where, like, he got arrested.
Yeah,
for, like,
by the way, he was arrested multiple times for fraud.
Nothing to do with
media, but just establishing that he's a liar and a fraud.
He's a fucking,
he ran a Ponzi scheme. and he admits this
for no reason in the show.
For no reason. Just comes right out and goes, by the way, I am a fraud in every other area of my life.
I have been convicted as an actual con man.
He was.
And then for no reason, he goes into an interlude where he lets you know that he's also a fucking what do they call him? A drag queen. So he's also a fraud in that area as well. Like, he's not comfortable in his own skin.
Yeah.
There's so many layers of fraudulent behavior with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just fucking, I mean, I love him. You know what? Fuck it. Real ass dude of the week, this
real
guy,
dude
Shannon.
Of the week, yeah.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. I feel he's ready. He's a real ass dude.
Whatever his name was.
Yeah, and he just talks about the fact that he just stole people's security deposits.
Yeah.
When he was working at a real estate firm, he would just steal security deposits from people. Thief. And then would rent out homes that weren't even his. The dude was out of control. Went to jail. Puts this out. Glosses over
this.
There's
no reason for it in the play. It's something you would try to bury.
He also then comes out with this article where he's accused of being a fraud.
Yeah, by other psychic mediums.
Yeah, by other people in his profession that go, he's a fraud. He comes out and goes, well, we also had this article, but that's full of shit, too. These people suck. And then there's a whole...
But he's so insecure that he's like, he thinks that people are going to dig this up. So he's like, I'll address it first.
Yeah.
In the play.
Yeah, no one cares. And then he does this whole song about how every other psychic but him is full of shit. It's the craziest song
it's
I've ever heard.
The best play I've ever seen.
It's so insane.
Life.
He
it's
does
crazy.
This whole song where he's like, all the other psychics, they're looking into crystal balls. They're full of shit except
me. And all the
me.
Gay dancers are dancing around with crystal balls
and
around.
And one's got a fake dead cat. Again, insane. Here's the reality of the play. There's no reason anything happens in the play. That's what's so interesting about it. It's a play where there's no... You're so desensitized after a while, you don't even ask why shit's happening. You just go, okay.
It just unfolds.
Our friend's son is in the play, who's 13. The play could not be more remarkably inappropriate for a child to not only be near, when the play started, Lewis made me laugh harder than I had in months. He goes, this is a ceremony to sell our friends' children into sex slavery.
That's exactly what it looked like.
It literally, these musicians put on like Illuminati eyes wide shut masks.
Yes, eyes wide shut masks, and they start like playing weird
like
sex
satanic music with a cello, and then this lady's son walks on stage and sits there. It's like, what are we about to watch? What is about to happen?
Tim had his credit card out on the table.
My credit card, my cock was out. I'm like, what's about to go down?
The thing people hold up at auctions.
Yes, dude. I'm telling you, man, it was fucking crazy. The whole shit is bizarre. Now, the concept is really good, where you're like, it's a psychic medium. It's a musical about him being a psychic medium.
I told her he needs to get in drag and talk to people's dead dads in drag. That's what you got to do. You got to have this 6 foot
tall. Wait a minute. He's calling me a faggot. He's saying, he's saying, get away from me, that I am an abomination and I shouldn't be allowed in public.
He's got to come out and be like, yes, queen. Anyway, your father says you look like shit in those pants. Like, he's got to do the reading and drag. But what's crazy about this play is it's this campy, fun play. And then in the middle of it, he starts telling people he's talking to their dead relatives. And they start crying.
Yeah.
And you feel weird in the audience because now there's people on the left and right of you crying because they think they're talking to their dead parents. And they're not. It's clear they're not.
Yeah, they're not.
Like, one of his questions was, he's like, does California connect with anyone?
It's like everyone.
What? Does California connect? Say how.
Both of my parents are dead. Now, here's the thing. If Michelle was smart, okay?
Yeah.
This is what she would have done.
Right.
She would have said, listen. What's
our unnamed friend, Michelle.
What's the guy's name?
Thomas John.
Yeah, I'm saying
he has a show called Seatbelt Psychic where he reads people in Ubers on Lifetime. This is true. He does have a show.
I love him.
She always finds a good grifter.
I fucking love this
She found us.
Guy.
Now she found him. Yes. She always finds somebody who's awesome.
I'll give him a podcast on Gas Digital right now.
100%.
Where he will have your relatives will be the guests. every episode is a new dead relative. And if you listen to it, he will convince you that it is one of your relatives.
That
Everybody
is so
that listens.
Funny.
That's
yeah.
it.
He's full of shit, but it's in a way where it's hard to call out how.
Yeah.
Hard to call out how he's fucking you. It's like when you leave a bad business deal. You're like, I know I got fucked. I just don't know.
But that's why he's good.
How? That's why he's good.
That's why he's good.
Yeah.
But she's great.
Yeah, she's great. And it's a fun show. You can't see it anymore because it's over. It's 2 nights.
Is it over?
Well, she'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's limited engagement. You know?
Yeah.
But good God bless her.
I thought it was fun.
It was fun.
She's going to hear this and maybe she'll be upset. I don't think she'll be upset.
She won't be upset and I don't think she'll hear it.
I think she'll definitely hear it.
How do you think she'll hear it?
For sure. I mean, somebody in our world will be like, oh, did you hear Lewis and Tim reviewing your play?
Yeah, that's fine. She doesn't care. It's free press, you bitch.
fucking
press.
Hey, write me a check. Write us a check.
We like the show, but she knows he sucks.
And also, the review we gave of it, to be honest with you, if you look at it from that perspective.
Guess who's the most talented person in the show? Her. And she's not on stage.
It's true.
Shell, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And Leo, your son was good. He was good.
Yeah. Well, the fags were good, too.
They were fine.
They were talented.
Except the main fag, who was supposed to sustain the whole thing.
Oh, the black guy who lost his voice?
No, he sounded like an old jazz musician, that poor guy. But no, the main fag, Thomas John.
Oh, main fag, yeah.
Main fag, main.
Well, I don't even know if he's gay. He might have just recognized an opportunity.
He does seem like a relative of the cake boss.
Yeah.
He looks like a second cousin. He looks like the gay cousin of the cake boss.
Yeah, he's like, my cousin's famous. I can get famous.
He's like, I'm gay.
I'm gay.
I see dead people.
I'm gay. He spent an afternoon watching Lifetime movies personality trait.
He seems like a guy that came out because they caught him eating food that he shouldn't be eating at a holiday. They're like, who touched his cannoli cream? And he's like knee deep in it. And he's like, I'm gay. And they were like, oh, okay.
Is that cannoli cream?
Yeah.
No.
I'm a fag.
Oh, man. It was fucking great. So, go see it if it comes back out.
Go see it.
It's pretty fucking pretty fun. Gentlemen, let's talk really quick about one of my favorite new sponsors, Timmy Boy. People's Choice Beef Jerky. Love them.
So good.
So delicious, dude. It's LA's original small batch beef jerky. As I'm getting back into shape, which I am now, I'm back in the gym, I'm back on the diet, what I eat and what I'm consuming throughout the day is very important. Snacking is also very important. I got to eat stuff nonstop, and you start to be obsessed with, you're just thinking about eating constantly when you're dieting, you know? So beef jerky, it's a really, really great treat. High protein, low sugar, low fat. Unlike mass-produced beef jerky, People's Choice Beef Jerky is marinated sliced and cooked by hand. It's nice and soft. It's nice and chewy. You can tell the difference between some horse shit.
Yeah, it's not that shit you buy at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, where it's like, it's right. just it tastes like plastic. This is actually real meat. You can taste it the way it tastes. We all snack on here at Gas Digital. It's the new year, so start it out right with People's Choice handcrafted premium beef jerky. Right now, go to peopleschoicebeefjerky.com, peopleschoicebeefjerky.com, and if you use the promo code RAP15, RAP15, you save 15% off your entire order. I suggest buying a bunch of it, just stocking it up in the cabinet. You got it as a snack. It's absolutely perfect.
If you like hot stuff, it was the habanero.
The habanero one was fucking phenomenal, dude.
It's fire.
Delicious. Dude. All of them are great. Literally every flavor I've had has been really, really good. So once again, that is peopleschoicebeefjerky.com. Use the promo code RAP15 and enjoy your 15% discount. All right, where were we? Well, Shannon, what are we up against today, by the way?
So in 1985, Playboy magazine announced its 30-year tradition of stapling centerfold models in the belly button would come to an immediate end.
What do you mean stapling?
So they like had the centerfold go horizontally and they would staple it in the center. And instead, they glued it on the top so you can pull it down.
That's it?
That's all we're up against.
I have it if you want to see the first one.
Let's see the first one ever. They stapled her in the belly button. I can appreciate like women from this era. Now that I've gotten older, it's a weird thing. It's like for some reason when I was jerking off to porn, whenever I would see retro style porn, I would be like, eh, I don't know. I just don't dig it. But now I can see how this chick's actually pretty.
She is.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. Pretty hot. Not bad. Cool. Thanks, Shannon. Shannon, you look good lately. Go to the Shannon cam. Now turn toward the camera. Show him those cheekbones. Give him a little body shot, Shan. Come on. Do a little dance.
Well, I'm not a dancer. I lost 10 pounds.
You look fucking good, Shannon. Thank you. I don't like what you're doing to my dick.
Nothing.
No, it's fucking moving sometimes now. Because Shannon was gross for a while. I never wanted to say it. I didn't want to say it right to her face.
There was a time when people were mistaking her for me. I'm not saying she was gross, but a lot of people would come up to her and say, you did a great job on Netflix. I'm not saying she was hefty, but Shannon would always have a weird diet. Where she's like, what do you not eat? What is it that you don't eat?
I don't eat carbs. Sugar and grains.
I don't eat carbs. And then she'd be eating an entire salami. And I'm like, is this what? She's like, I don't eat grains or sugar. I just eat salami.
There was like a month there where we just kept on trying to sit on her. We thought she was the couch.
Yeah.
Everyone.
But she's gotten a lot better. It's 10 pounds on a girl like Shannon really makes a big
difference.
That's
a fucking huge deal, Shannon. You look fucking smoking.
You look killer, Shannon. Thanks,
what's going on lately?
10 pounds on me, nothing. 10 pounds on you, whole different person.
Yes, I'm only 5'1", but I have Shiprock next week, so I'm trying to not be gross.
Oh, look at you.
Do you know that, right? And I mean this, Shannon.
Before he says this, what is the exactly did I tell you?
Zach said I could eat fudge for the next 3 weeks and still be the hottest girl on Shiprocked.
I mean, I can explain to you how much hotter you are than the hottest girl on Shiprock. I personally had sex
was the hottest girl on Shiprock list, yeah.
I mean, I personally had sex with the top 10 hottest girls on Shiprock in history, and they were all disgusting cretins.
They were all in Papa Roach. Shiprock.
There's a couple hot ones.
After the last show on Shiprock last year, a girl at the bar showed me her tits and went, not bad for five kids, huh?
Oh.
That's literally it. That's a problem.
Best answer to that was, where are they? You know where they are? The state of Delaware owns them now. Party on! What a bunch of fucking zeros.
Who's the biggest band this year on Shiprock?
It's Papa Roach.
Of course it is.
Spoiler alert, it's always Papa Roach.
That's also their claim to fame is like.
Can they even afford Avenged Sevenfold?
I think they've done it before, right? Okay. Avenged Sevenfold?
I think so.
And can they get a tool? No. They get Maynard on there? No.
Suicidal tendencies is another big one.
No, that's what everyone on the boat has.
Yeah, that's the psychological makeup of the entire staff as well. I work on a boat for fucking 300 days out of the year.
I want to go. I want to do a comedy cruise so bad.
Yeah, we talked about that on the Impractical Jokers boat.
Yeah, and it's so much fun. And the name I already have. It's going to be a podcast and comedy cruise. Podcast and comedy cruise.
Yeah,
podcast away.
What's the smallest boat you can? What's the smallest boat? 1,500 tickets sell.
I don't know. But we can sell 1,500 tickets.
Of course.
I think the way they do it is you can do a section of a boat. Like, so what'll happen is it'll be like floor 2 through 4.
You don't want that. You want the boat. Dude.
You want the boat.
You want the boat.
But
bro.
You need big motherfuckers. You need like a Rogan and Bill Burr.
You need
to sell out the whole boat.
You don't want the whole. Well, here's the thing. You don't want a section of the boat. You want the boat.
You want the boat.
You want the boat, dude. You need the boat. You want to be making announcements that go into everyone's room. You want to make announcements that are like the whole boat being like,
if we do it, we're getting the fucking gay medium.
Oh, yeah.
To be one of the featured acts.
He'd
be fucking awesome.
He would crush.
He would kill it.
He would crush.
Yeah, I really wanted him to bring up
our crowd would be so drugged up, they'd be thinking they're talking to people that are not dead. They'd be like, your grandfather's alive. She'd be like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Telling you right now, that would be a fun thing.
Yes, a bunch of comics at sea. I mean, look, we do Skankfest every year. And it's sort of, that's the idea. We actually took the idea for Skankfest from these cruises, which is we wanted to do it in one venue. So Skankfest, when you go to the Brooklyn Bazaar, which we are doing
look
again.
Look up smallest cruise ship, Shannon. Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, see how big it is.
See how big it is. Because I bet you could probably do this easier than you think.
Yeah, maybe.
And it might be interesting. It might be fun.
We've talked to a couple production companies about it. This isn't something that we haven't explored at all, but it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's involved.
It's a lot. It's very involved.
It's involved.
It's
much easier to just flood the creek in the cave.
Yeah.
We thought about it, and we're just going to flood the creek.
We have...
it's harder to keep the creek from flooding.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
But like we, on the cruise... Basically, there's, you know, 4 or 5 different big rooms, big showrooms.
You need big acts.
Yeah. So, and we saw that. And when you were on the cruise, you were kind of stuck on the ship and you couldn't leave. And you were hanging out with these musical acts and comedians and everyone was intermingling. And it just felt like a party nonstop all day.
It's a lot of fun.
Shows are always happening. If you want to leave the first floor and go down to the mid deck and see a different show. So we saw that. And that's where we conceptualized Skankfest. We it's very important. And every year we have a conversation where they go, should we maybe bring in a couple more venues? And I was like, the whole concept is one place.
Oneness.
You're all together. You can't escape it. It's,
you got to go.
That's the difference between Skankfest and everybody else. The top 10 smallest.
Okay, go down to 1, honey.
Yeah, they're getting smaller. 1,200.
1,200.
But if that might be smaller, does doesn't mean like? Better, dude. Smaller.
That's not the number of passengers, though.
That's how big the actual cruise ship is.
Yeah,
the problem is smaller doesn't mean more. What it might be, Tim, when you get the smaller cruise ships, I bet you they're more expensive because
that's
you have
a good
to have.
Because that's uber rich people that are like, we want to be by ourselves.
Exclusive.
Yeah, we need those big Carnival cruise liners that are like essentially mega buses that float.
Yeah, but
I have a 5-minute bit on cruises from doing the Impractical Jokers cruise. Yeah. Just the insanity of what they are.
It's just nuts. It's a very strange thing.
Yeah.
I'll give you advice if you go on a cruise. Shannon, I'm going to give you advice right now. Let me give you some fucking tips.
Shannon, have you been on a cruise?
I was on one. I went to
Jersey.
Staten Island Ferry.
Statue of Liberty.
It was pretty great.
It was a Grand Cayman Island in Turks and Caicos.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice. That was the only one I've been on.
So I'm going to give you some advice. Anybody who goes on a cruise, these are my fucking tips for you.
Bring condoms.
We could do.
That's true. Baby born.
When you're gay, I mean, condoms are like a necessity, huh?
Well, it depends on how, do you want to be here?
Do you want to party?
Do you want to party or not? They're not as much of a necessity anymore. I think people don't have AIDS as much now.
Really?
I hope.
AIDS is down.
Every now and then I'll brush my teeth and then I'll do something I shouldn't. And I go, was that enough time? Or is my membranes like still, I don't know. But you don't know.
You can't gargle with a stranger's cum.
Even if you're, it's just you don't know, but you hope AIDS is done. I think AIDS is out.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Yeah, AIDS is done.
But I would say the things you need to bring, Shannon, number one.
Sunscreen.
Yeah,
well, obviously. That's anytime you're on the sun. This is cruise specific.
Okay, you're right.
Your own toiletries.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Your own, you bring wipes, the toilet paper, and I've been on nice cruises. No matter how nice your fucking cruise is, the toilet paper sucks. It's just really bad. Most hotels have shitty toilet paper,
that's
right?
That's a good point.
This is what I do for most hotels anyway, right? But I bring my own face wash, soap, that shitty bar soap they give you, the little seashells.
Very, very bad.
It just, if you leaves a film on your skin,
acid.
It feels gross. Yeah. So bring your own.
Yeah, I'm going to bring body wash.
Loofah body wash. Definitely don't depend on anything.
Bring a service dog and then throw it overboard. halfway through.
You can, Are you bringing alcohol? Are you sneaking it on?
No, because Ralph is going to get like 3 bottles a day. So he said he'll just like give me some bottles.
Let me explain to you how much that goes away.
Shannon, put a bottle of Absolute in your hoo-ha.
I'm telling you right now, don't trust Ralph on that.
Okay.
Because Ralph's going to have some fucking horse.
Yeah.
Shannon will get drinks, alcohol. Dude. There's people buying Shannon drinks. You don't think, dude, there's people buying Shannon drinks.
There are, but there's an expectation.
And she's going to fuck him. Don't act like this is all foreign to everyone involved. Shannon's going to fucking put out.
I haven't had sex in 10 months.
And you're down. You want to fuck
she's
on this
She's another
cruise.
Virgin.
So I'll like make out with someone maybe. I'm not going to have sex with someone.
Literally, she's, you deserve to be raped for that sentence.
She's a
You'll
virgin.
Make out with somebody on Shiprock?
Maybe. If someone's, if there's like
what
a
are you
big
in
jacked,
what are you in seventh grade?
Yeah, kind of. That's how my mind works.
Who makes out?
Just me.
You got to fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a casual sex person.
Yeah, but what if it's a rock star? What if it's a guy in a band? That's the threshold.
What
here.
If it's Papa?
There's one guy on one band that I love.
Who is he? Pull
but
him
he
up.
Has he has a girlfriend.
Doesn't
now.
Matter. She's not going to be there. You're on the fucking seven seas. There is no zip code out there on the high seas.
As my father once told me, your marriage certificate is not valid on international waters.
It's true. It is actually
so
true.
It's not cheating.
That wisdom like that is Zach Amico's new book, White Trash Tips from My Father, How to Have a Miserable and Mediocre Life.
So you like this guy right here in the front.
Yeah. It's really because
dude,
like,
this
he's,
guy
so
sucks.
He's so talented.
Let me see his talent.
Is he?
Dude, yeah. The guy on the right is decent. The guy on the right looks good with the brown hair. I really like the brown hair. You
don't want a big, muscly guy, though.
I don't
you
really
want
I like
twinky,
a twink. Yeah, because, you know.
Twinky little
bitch. Maybe a muscle guy. Maybe I'm moving more into that. Maybe a muscle guy. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Shannon. What Shannon likes is a big, muscle,
Shannon wants
like
to get
the rock.
Shannon likes to get a little physical reminder that's of her place in this world.
Yeah.
Yeah, she likes to get knocked around, thrown into the wall. I said medium rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really lets you know you're alive.
Nothing wrong with that.
Shannon likes to live on the edge. Some people like to jump out of airplanes. Some people like to ride fucking dirt bikes.
Shannon gets wet when she sees those old movies where the guy would just smack the woman. You know, those old 1940s, 50s, where the guy would just whack, the wallop the woman.
He lights a match on her cheek.
Yeah, he's like, listen here, you dame.
The whole half grapefruit to the face.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear this guy. Who? What's his name, this guy?
Matt James.
From Blacktop Mojo.
Yeah. Wait till you see how jacked he is in the shirt.
You said his talent is what made you attracted to him, you fucking slut.
Wait, look.
You make me sick.
And his arms.
Watch how jacked he is in this shirt. I'm listening to his voice already, you dickhead.
Let me go forward a little. Oh, look, see,
is he crying?
Sweet, right?
And I mean this, dude. This man is HIV positive. From homosexual sex that he's had with many young...
He's singing about the decade he worked at Spencer's Gifts. I worked at Spencer's Gifts in the mall for 15 years.
Fake poop and electric bubble gum.
Fatty patty dolls and novelty gifts. Just trying to get this shitty band on a cruise.
Are you over 50 and feeling nifty? You probably are.
Do you like that beard, Shannon? That beard's out of control.
I don't love the beard.
Yeah, beards are disgusting.
I like his triceps.
Yeah, he's not a bad-looking dude.
Right?
The beard's got to go.
Hold on. Pause it for a second, Shannon. That was another level of hoary commentary there. I want to point this out, okay? Let me tell you why. She said, I like his triceps.
Yeah.
Now, Shannon... You know, listen to me. It's not like she's a fucking...
Bobby always walks around like he just disposed of a body. That's Bobby's fucking look that he just disposed. Yeah. Bobby always looks like he just disposed of a body in a parking lot in a rest stop in Jersey and just walked in like, nah, everything's good.
Get in the shower.
Everything's fine. I didn't just mash a vagina together. No.
There he is.
I'm great.
There he is.
Everything's fine.
He's the executive producer of the network, guys.
Yeah. There's not a blue-lipped whore that's just rotting away in the back of an Oldsmobile. I just went to Krispy Kreme.
Shannon, you said you liked his triceps.
Yeah.
Which that's like, you're just like, you've thought about men's arms so much. You're not a fitness guru. You don't even fucking know what a tricep is, really. You just like, you're just a pig.
I like muscles.
She loves a nice muscle.
But triceps. She's not even like, I like his arms. She's like,
because
I like his triceps.
Look at how they like bulge out of the back of his arm.
Now, who's his girlfriend? How do you know he has a girlfriend?
I saw on Facebook. He just changed his relationship status a couple months ago.
Oh, it's recent.
Yeah.
Let me see her. Is she hot?
I don't want to show you her on
Why?
Air. I don't know. I feel like that's weird.
Who gives a shit? It's not weird.
I'll show you like on my phone.
Well, you have pictures of her saved on your phone
now?
No,
I could just go to his Facebook.
I'm gonna kill this bitch.
I hope he doesn't listen to the shows on Gas, because now I'm going to be like a crazy stalker.
Who cares? Listen to me. I'm telling you right now, if his girlfriend's not on the ship, he's going to throat fuck you on this boat. Period.
I don't know. He's a nice, sweet country
boy. He's not a sweet country boy. He's going to grab your head and he's going to fuck it like it's a cantaloupe.
You're gonna be deflowered.
I mean, I'm almost at that point. I'm going to show you.
I'm proud of you, Shannon.
He's going to be wiping his cum off your shoulders. It's one of those towel monkeys they make.
I wipe my cum off her shoulders.
I said, baby girl. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. She's hot, too.
She is. She's cute.
Yeah, Shannon, you got to compete with this bitch. You're hotter, though.
Let me see.
I got to see her body, though. Her body might be better.
She's skinnier.
Yeah, that's
Shannon,
just
Shannon,
typically
better
that's
looking.
Better. I don't Shannon. Know what you. I would be like, well, she's skinnier. Yeah, that's a better body. I don't
Shannon,
know what other metric we're using here. Yeah, skinnier is better.
Shannon, you're way competitive with her. I'm telling you,
Shannon. If you and her were in the same like manic panic fucking competition, like female thing. It wouldn't be crazy. We wouldn't be like, oh my God, why are they in the same competition? To be honest with you, he could do better than both of you.
I agree.
If he really wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
So he might be a good guy. Who knows, Shannon?
Are you going to, who's going on Shiprocked? Ralph and Shannon?
Yeah.
How long is it?
Six days.
Where do you leave out of?
Texas.
That is crazy. What part of
it's
Texas?
It's so weird.
Galveston.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a real trash. And where do you cruise to?
Mexico, Cozumel.
Yeah.
Mexico sucks.
It sucks.
Mexico is my least favorite country.
It's all fake. All those cruise destinations are fake. They're all just these towns that are owned by Carnival. And then you drive 5 minutes out of it, there's just shoeless people chasing roosters around.
Yeah. And then the people that like work there, it's like they just completely like.
Yeah.
Like,
I was on a cab
disrespect
with Michelle,
their culture. Like when I went to Mexico, oh yeah, that's right. We went to Mexico specifically together.
Yeah.
You get off and like the people are welcoming you and they're wearing like their traditional native garb and they have to like be dressed like an owl.
And you look closer and they're white. They're white and blackface. Just
the guy from
like
Sweden because they just travel around and do
the guy's
whatever.
Like, I just need to make money.
Yeah. So
they're like, try our traditional cuisine, the gordita. And you're like, this is. Not right.
Yeah, Mexico. Every time I've been to Mexico, it's sucked.
It's always anticlimactic. But enjoy it. 6 days is also, that's heavy.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Heavy, that's a lot. Yeah. 3 to 4 is kind of fine.
Yeah. I mean, look, you end up sleeping till 3 or 4 o'clock
it's
every
true.
Day.
Yeah.
When I've gone on these cruises, I party so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's debaucherous. You leave like your regular life at home. It's a very strange way to live your life.
There's a buffet there's a 24-hour a day buffet.
Yeah.
24 hours a day. And by the way, you don't even have to sit and eat.
You can just grab it and walk.
You could walk through the buffet and you could pour a waffle and just eat it in the elevator.
You could take a bite of it and then leave it on the floor.
You could eat it on the stairs because no one's on the stairs. Everyone's on the elevators. No one will walk up.
Nobody will walk at all. It's hilarious.
Yeah. It's like
we saw a guy on Shiprock the first year throw his wife down the stairs. It was hilarious.
Yeah. It's crazy.
We gave him real estate of the week that week.
But I'm telling you right now, there's a real novelty to it. It's a weirdness.
Yeah. Another tip, Shannon. You want to know another tip?
Yes, please.
Another Luis J. Gomez cruise tip. You ready? This is a fucking solid one right here.
Okay.
There's no milkshakes on these cruise ships. You should know that. You can't find a milkshake anywhere.
Interesting.
But you can make one.
Ooh.
Okay.
There's ice cream machines everywhere, and there's fucking coffee with milk everywhere.
True.
So all you do is you grab a fucking cup of ice cream, throw a little bit of milk, grab a spoon, boom, 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 boom. You're walking around drinking milkshakes all day long, and you end up becoming sort of a king because these fat Midwesterners, all they want. The second they step off the airplane, it's like, hey, I can really use a milkshake. I'm dying for a milkshake right now. And it's the one regret. They leave the land. They go, you know what, dude? No milkshakes for the next 6 days. It's going
to
be fine.
They lack the physical strength to stir. So they do need a machine because they've expended all that strength just rising, going to the buffet, and then sitting down. It is the fattest. And that's part of my joke about cruises is like, I could have been a personal trainer on the boat. Mm. I was in the top 10 to 20% of in-shape people on this boat. Yes. That is how bad.
Yeah.
There were people on scooters that could no longer walk and didn't want to.
Yeah, and it's weird. It's very strange on a vehicle that's on a vehicle and both are moving at the same time.
Yes.
There's no way to measure the speed that you're actually going.
They're not on the planet anymore.
Yeah, they've fucking broken through the Matrix.
They've broken through.
These fat people on scooters, they're moving at the speed of whatever.
I'm telling you, but one thing too, don't eat sushi.
No.
Don't be stupid.
Don't eat any fish.
Right.
I don't fuck with fish.
Don't fuck with anything you shouldn't fuck with on a boat. I don't with fish on land.
I will fuck with fish only from a very nice restaurant.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
I don't fuck with fish unless it's from a really good place.
Sure, yeah.
We watched videos of the worms and fish and it ruined
No, of course.
It ruined me
inside. I do like the filet of fish.
I can't do
at McDonald's.
Probably my favorite cheat meal was fish and chips.
Yeah,
up until we watched the worm videos in bottom dwelling fish. All of those fish like catfish, all the ones that are on the bottom, they fucking catch worms and parasites.
That's what makes them good.
It's disgusting.
But it's what makes them taste.
It's disgusting. I can't deal with it.
You need a little garbage in there, a little junk in the trunk.
So I got to give a little bit of an update on my Equinox situation.
What happened?
I mean, I've been masturbated at an Equinox steam room like fucking 30 times.
And you don't write articles for the New York Times. You keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
Well, that's the other thing is like...
What do you mean you've been masturbated at?
I have men pull their dicks out at me regularly and masturbate at me. It is a regular occurrence. And there was a class action lawsuit against Equinox a couple of years ago that I should have gotten a part of, to be honest with you. But I love Equinox. I'm not going to go and just fucking... I'm also not a hypocrite cunt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I'm not... Like, I'm just... There's something about like... It's not ruining my life. I keep on going back. You know, I'm not really afraid of these dudes. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like,
of course. So you're in a steam room and a guy just takes it out and just starts whacking.
Yeah, because at Equinox it's a known cruising spot. You should get an Equinox membership.
Yeah.
You know, nobody would believe it, but we know why you're here.
I come out with cum all over my mouth. I'm like, where's the elliptical? They're like, shut up. They're like, shut up. Here's a bucket. Spit some of it at least. Spit some of it. It isn't all protein. I'm like, all right. I'm just a pig. I'm the Equinox pig. I just suck all the dicks in Equinox. My dad's at my funeral. My dad's like, my son was an Equinox pig. He would drink all the cum in all the different Equinoxes.
He would come in twice a day, and he would clean the steam room with his tongue.
Yeah.
He's like the opposite of a milkman.
He was a great man. A doctor said they found a baby in his stomach. A baby made of cum. Equinox cum. I cough up hairballs all day, but of cum.
God. It's so yeah, it's a known cruising ground.
Of course.
Okay? Now, the one location, I had a guy masturbate at me recently, and I reported him to the manager of the club. The manager of the club is Gary Veeder's father-in-law, actually.
Okay.
So this man saw me deliver a best man speech. We have a connection.
Yeah.
So... You know, I guess they approached the guy and they asked him, and he admitted that he did this, and they canceled his membership. So a few days after that, another guy pulls his dick out and starts tugging his dick. And at that point, I just complained. So I didn't want to seem like a fucking thank you. Thank you for my spa music, as I discussed. So another guy pulls his dick out, starts jerking off, and I didn't want to complain. Because I just complained. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And this is it's very funny because you like, you think about women at work that are being harassed and they get harassed by one guy, they report it. And then it's like 2 days later, like, do I want to be the chick who's constantly complaining?
Right, of course.
So it's like they ignore it and they push it down. I get it. Okay. I finally have empathy towards rape victims. Okay.
Yeah.
So I ignore it. The same guy, like a week ago, and I didn't even know it was the same guy. He didn't know it was me either, because I didn't ignore it with him. I said to the guy, I was like, what are you doing? He denied it, right? So I'm in the steam room like a week ago, and I see an eyeball. Like, the stalls are right next to each other, so, like, peering at me with, like, a nose through. And I was like, what the fuck? And I wait, and I see it's the same guy. So I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I say to him, like, what is wrong? I take a picture of him. I'm like, you know, and he's just fucking, like, doesn't even say anything. He's ignoring me. So I go to Gary Veeder's father-in-law, and at this point, I'm like, I got to say something, you know? So I let him know. I shoot him an email, and I do it in a really nice way. The higher-ups at Equinox were there that day, so I didn't want to make it a big thing while he was having, like, the club reviewed. So I said, fuck it, dude. I'll shoot you an email. I know you're dealing with shit. And then he was like, yeah, it's been brought to my attention. I'll deal with it, you know? And then he hits me back later, and he's like, I've known this member a long time. Let me see if I can address this.
He just emails you back. He's like, he really wants to fuck. I've known this member a long time.
Do you have a price?
I've known this member a long time, but let me be honest. He just wants to touch it.
Yeah. Yeah. So he goes, and I go there today, and I'm in the steam room. I come out, and I see the fucking guy. The guy was looking, the guy who jerked it. So I was like, now I'm like annoyed because I'm going like, oh, they didn't fucking cancel this guy's membership.
Oh, they're not
going
to do that.
I was like, then I'm going like, wait, so because he knows him, he's not going to cancel his membership? That's fucking really annoying,
right?
And I'm going like, But at the same time, I'm still like, what do you do here? Am I going to make it a big stink? No. Right. You know?
Right.
So, but then I'm in there and I notice every 10 minutes, a different employee is now opening the steam room door and looking in.
Oh.
Literally every 10 minutes. Like,
but that kind
of
sucks too.
Yeah, because they're letting the steam out.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, and then once in a while, maybe I get horny. I do want to fuck a guy.
Right. But it is shitty to just keep letting the steam out.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. So, but it was, I got to say, they're being proactive because here's what happened. He came in, and it was during that moment because it was not a coincidence. He came in, they saw him, and they were like, all right, well, now we're just going to keep on checking the steam room and see if he's doing anything shady.
Yeah.
So it seems like they're trying to catch him in the act because he probably didn't admit it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
He's probably like, no, what? No.
So is there just a council of older gay men at this Equinox? Like, we got to get rid of this snitch.
Yeah. I'm ruining their time. I mean, yeah. I know what's going on. Like, they've had this probably for years. Like, this fucking,
you're
know.
Not going to win, I think. They'll probably win ultimately.
You think so?
Well, there's so many of them. There's only one of you.
I think that I can. Here's what I want to do.
Yeah.
My end game here is just finagling a free Equinox gym membership.
Right. You're like, rate me, but let's not charge me. Let's not rate me twice. Just give me a free membership and I'll shut my mouth.
Doggy, I mean, what do you want me to say?
I think what you're angling for is for them to just build a steam room here.
I do want my own steam room here, but still at the same time, I do like Equinox because then I have a steam room in every city
like
in the
country.
Catholic
Church rapes your son and then goes, by the way, just ignore the collection plate. Don't worry about it.
You know what?
It's on
You've
us.
You give it enough.
The word of the Lord is on us.
Body of Christ.
Body of wink, Christ. Wink. It's on us.
Yeah, but I want a steam room in every city I go to.
That's fair.
Okay, so
you want to interrupt gay hookups in every city.
Here's what I think I should tell them. I think I should say, look, dude, this is a problem. It's an ongoing problem, and it's not going away. I'm never gonna be able to get to every Equinox and shut down because, like, I am at this point like a superhero. Like, it's very hateful.
Yeah,
because it's just against gay guys.
No, it's against uncomfortable fucking displays of sexuality.
Yeah, dude, it's against fucking predators.
Right.
You know.
Right. Which is also a stance I didn't think you'd take.
Yeah, it's weird.
You're in an odd position now.
Well, it's weird because it's a man against a man, so
you've
it's kind of
become
like
a social justice warrior.
A little
you've
bit.
Become an SJW.
Yeah, because I'm
case.
A victim. I'm like, what's her name? What's that bitch's name?
I don't know.
The short hair.
Hannah Gadsby.
No. The fucking bitch who got raped into crazy.
Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan. That's
you've
me
become
now.
The Rose McGowan of Equinox.
Did she get a fapping video? Is that really her sucking dick in that video? Because I jerked it off to that video, and it's just because. It's fucked up, but right. It's just because I know she does not want people jerking off to her videos that were stolen from her. That's another level of deviance that I have where I'm like, I know it bothers her more than it bothers, you know,
whoever.
Trish Stratus or whoever the fuck else is in one of those videos. Yeah. What's her name? Has a great video. We watched it on the show.
Oh, it's Paige,
Paige's video is just fucking another level. She's fucking multiple guys, taking loads on the face.
On the belt?
Jamming things in her fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Threesome with two dudes. She's a monster amongst
she's
women.
Champion.
Look how beautiful she is.
She's trying.
Have you seen this bitch, Paige?
No.
Pull up it just normal, not the videos, but pull up the just normal pictures of WWE. Is she still in the WWE or did they kick her out because of that?
Oh, no, she's still there, baby.
Oh, she's hot. She's
doggy, great. She's so
well, that
fucking
one isn't great.
No, she's hot.
British.
Is she British or Australian?
She's British.
She's a smoke show. She's a smoke show. I've gone back to her videos probably, and I don't even give a fuck. I don't care about celebrities. I've gone to her videos probably 10 times.
And there's a movie coming out about her family that The Rock produced.
No.
Oh,
and
those
videos came out as they were shooting the movie.
No.
Can you imagine everyone that had money in that just going, well, holy fuck.
Well, they're going to get, there's people that are going to see that now.
Yeah. Well, look, what it did for Kim Kardashian, it made her into a superstar.
Netflix and me talked about releasing a sex tape when the with me and Michelle Buteau. They talked about it when the comedy lineup happened. They were like, can you guys do it? And we tried, but you couldn't see anything.
Well, that's another category as well where they make fake sex tapes. That was the Teen Mom bitch, right?
Yeah.
She did one with James Dean. That was supposed to come out as a sex tape. Like, oh my God, Teen Mom sex tape. It was just fabricated. It was just marketing. It was a fucking porn with James Dean. It's a porn star, right? But they were going to act like they just hooked up like casually, like in real life and taped it and released it.
And then just filmed it really good.
Yeah. But it was, you know, it was great too. It was fucking phenomenal. But I guess somehow, you know, the word got out that it was a professionally done thing. But it sort of ruins, like, that's the thing. What makes people, like, it's one thing to see somebody naked. Like, if a celebrity does Playboy, you know, it's fine. You're like, okay, fine. But I hate to say it, but it's the truth. It's hotter
if it slips out.
It's hotter if it's a fucking...
Absolutely. If it's what?
What do they call it?
It's an accident. A leak.
Accident. Yeah, a leak.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a million jerk-off videos of celebrities that are leaks. Millions. Yeah,
I know. And it's just... It's sort of...
Some guy jerks it and sends it to somebody and it ends up out there.
Yeah.
There's something hotter about that because, you know... You're seeing something you shouldn't.
It's taboo.
Yeah.
You but shouldn't see it.
It's sort of rapey. I mean, are we admitting that, though? Like, it's sort of like...
I don't think it is.
It is as close to digital rape as you can get, right?
Oh, my God. Who is this? Who walked into that? Digital rape. That's a fucking... That's like a blog on the Stranger.
In 1995, that was just when you fingered a girl when she was sleeping. Yeah. They really changed
digital
that definition.
Digital rape.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What show am I on?
But you, in a weird, shouldn't we feel bad?
Sex shouldn't be this thing that everybody's so fucking up in arms about. These are just bodies.
I agree.
This is the reality of it.
I've been saying this for a long time. It's a very immature.
It's regressive. We're back to the 1950s where we're like, oh, this is so special.
Yeah.
Your fucking dick. It's a dick coming.
Who cares?
Relax.
You're right. I look, and I
suck
can't,
it. Don't. Whatever.
I can't. That's the way that I feel about sex. It's
it
always
needs
been
to
very
be,
much.
We need to tone it down a little bit.
We were going in a good direction for a while. It seemed like feminism was like, fucking suck everyone. Yeah.
But then we got really regressive and everyone got afraid of sex and everyone got prudish and weird in 1950s. Like, don't put on, you know, it's like fucking loosen up.
What happened was chicks that nobody wanted to fuck got involved.
Yeah.
And then they made it the other way around.
Yeah. Those chicks need to move into the hood. They'll find some guys that want to fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guys don't give a fuck, doggy.
Don't I know it? Woo!
So yeah, this is where I'm at with Equinox. I think I should put out an ultimatum to them. I should say, hey, look, give me a free membership for life. I just want.
I really thought he was going to end with, I think I should put out.
Yeah, I think I should fuck. So now, let me ask you a question: do they ever give lifetime free memberships, and based on what? It seems like something they would never do, but I could be wrong.
They don't give free memberships to celebrities. I mean,
that's what I mean. It's like that would be an unprecedented thing.
I don't know if it would be. I mean, they have the power to do whatever they want, right?
Right.
So for me, I'm just going like, guys, I'll shut the fuck up about this. I'll never mention it again.
Yeah.
I'll literally never mention it again. I'll sign a contract. They could, if I get fucking raped by 8 guys in the steam room, I can never say anything or sue if I save that $245 per month.
Yeah.
Because it's worth it to me, you know? Because I'm not going to go through the whole fucking, you know, legal process. But if there's another class action lawsuit that comes out with dudes fucking jerking off with dudes in steam rooms, I mean, I've complained about it multiple times to the management at Equinox, multiple times on my, it has. Yeah. The latest guy wasn't fucking, his account wasn't suspended or he wasn't, they didn't kick him out of the gym. I've talked about it multiple times on this radio show.
Does it make you understand how the women that accuse Louis feel?
No, because those women went with Louis to his hotel room. If I met a fucking gay
guy. Not all of them.
If I met, what's his name, after the show the other night, right?
Thomas John.
Yeah, and he was like, hey, why don't we go and I'll do a reading in my hotel room with you.
Yeah, and then you went in, you're like, and you grabbed his dick. He's like, I'm not gay. I'm not a psychic. I'm fake. It's all a fraud. He just starts eating a bologna sandwich.
Technically not all the women went to his hotel room, but it was... I would, if a gay guy came up to me at Equinox and propositioned me.
Right.
And said, hey, can I masturbate in front of you?
Yeah.
I would just say no. It wouldn't be something that I would get the management of Equinox involved in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has nothing to do with them. This is just sort of a conversation between two adults. And I go, no, fucking weirdo. And now if he kept on coming up to me every day and was harassing me and kept asking the same question, then it's a different thing. But if a man asked me, can I masturbate in front of you? If I'm at the gym, I'm at work, wherever the fuck I'm at, it's probably going to end with just no. Are you fucking crazy?
Right. But also, that guy can't do anything to you. Like, he can't make your life harder, per se, because he's...
Do you think Louis was doing that? Do you think Louis was making their lives harder?
I'm not always talking about Louis. I'm just talking about, like...
That's the idea of the position of power.
That's the idea of it.
Yeah, I mean...
Because that guy's not going to fuck you up. He's not going to hurt your career. He's not going to intimidate you physically.
I don't believe, when I look at that situation with Louis...
I understand.
I don't believe that Louis...
He was actively hurting those people's careers.
Louis was trying to get his nut off.
Right.
This is what he liked to do. He's a freak. I think during a certain portion of it, he was married or going through a divorce or whatever, right, it was. So maybe he was able to justify not, yeah, fucking as sort of a, you know, a way to kind of release.
That's an interesting point.
I think that if you assess it all, it was a man who, he has this little perverted fucking thing that he likes to do. And we've all got him. Timmy, sure, we've all got our own little perversions. Way worse than masturbating in front of
some of us. That exact same one.
Yeah, it's not crazy. I know guys who like to fucking beat off while a chick walks them. I know girls, I've hooked up with women in life who was like, just please watch me masturbate. It turns me on so much.
Yeah.
And they just rub their pussy in front of you. And that's how they come, right?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are we to dissect that?
I agree.
Who are we to dissect somebody's sexuality, especially 2018, where we're celebrating sexuality for so long, yeah, right? So now it's
this is a speech that Jerry Sandusky gave. He's like, who are we to dissect someone's sexuality? It is 2019. We have waited very long.
But I mean, who are you? And everyone listening knows that they got some fucking weird shit that they like to get off to.
Yeah.
And that's fine. If you're not hurting anybody, you know, you're not truly impeding on somebody's freedoms.
Yeah.
Then I don't think there's an issue with it. Now, you know, if Louis got fired from that job on that set because the woman complained and said, you know,
yeah, it's not a grave injustice.
It's just like, all right, so fire him from that set. To be honest, there was the story of Arquette, right? David Arquette, yeah, and Courtney Cox. They went to them and they said, I guess they complained that Louis was masturbating or asking to masturbate in front of him.
Yeah, right. What did they do? They did nothing, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of like the onus is on them to kind of act as bosses. Like if Harrington was going around to all the chicks and asking if he could jerk off in front of them, you know, yeah, it's wrong and Harrington should fucking stop being a creep. But at the same time, it's my job as a boss to kind of step in and say, all right, well, you need to be removed from this situation, you know? And then at that point, he'll go seek help or figure out whatever the fuck else it is. But it should sort of end there.
Or just raise the standards.
Yeah, seriously, fucking Shannon. Back then,
do we have any scams?
Yeah, I do want to do some scams.
I love those. Some of them are so stupid.
Some of them are great.
I mean, they're not great this week, so it's up to you if you want to do it or not.
Let's do it.
That swastika tattoo one really tickled me.
Which one was that?
So, if you have a lot of tattoo shops, we'll give you a free cover up.
That's great.
If you have some sort of hate tattooed on you, so great, like a prison tattoo swastika, so if you just go with a little shitty swastika tattoo,
oh, and they'll give you a free tattoo,
you get a nice fucking cover up.
What a fucking idea.
Great scam, right?
What a great idea.
And for you get to have a swastika tattoo for a day.
Yeah,
you know,
wouldn't it be funny if they're like, if you have a burger protruding out of your stomach, we'll give you free liposuction. So just try to fucking do something.
Good.
Can I get a water, Harrington?
And let me get a coffee.
I'm
as well.
A very desperate man and I live with my mother.
Scam that, Jew.
All right, what do we got here? What do we got today, Shannon?
Okay, here's the first. I mean, it's really long. I'm going to try to get through it quickly. This is from, his name is Rish Vosh.
Okay.
And he titles it, Scam That Chink.
Scam That Chink.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So I'm a UK listener, so I listen and watch on YouTube, blah, 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 blah. I figured this scam out while... a while ago, but it never occurred to me to send it in to Scam That Jew. I'll try and keep it simple. Okay. A normal seller will ask for the item. Okay. When you order something on eBay that claims to be where your country is, but obviously is from China, you can actually tell from their feedback. Buy an item from them. Then when it eventually turns up from China, open a return request and say it's broken or whatever. A normal seller will ask you for the item to be returned and you get a refund. But the secret Chinese seller can't do that without exposing to eBay that they're lying about where they're based. The seller will first offer you a partial refund. When you say no to that, you'll get a full refund. Opening a return request affects the seller's ability to sell, so they're normally desperate to get it closed ASAP.
And these are guys who are doing massive volume. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, so what are some of these items? I wish you would elaborate on it, because I'd like to know what type of...
He says what he scammed them.
Please.
3,000 white envelopes.
It's not bad, though.
Buddy, I mean, I'm fine, but what is that, a $6?
3 external hard drives.
Whoa, that's great. That's a few hundred dollars.
24 rolls of luxury toilet paper.
Doggy, we were talking about...
I need that for Shiprocks.
You do.
12 pairs of black socks, 60 meters of... He's from UK. 60 meters of Christmas wrapping paper and $300 or pounds worth of ink for his printer.
Okay. Hey, respect.
This is smart. This is not bad because it's something that you can...
It's the little things.
It's a little thing. You could probably save a lot of money if you sort of create that... A scam like that, you need to put that into your regular rotation of things that you do. The same way you brush your teeth or the same way you would shop monthly and go to Target and get certain things. you're doing the scam and you got to disconnect from it being a scam, and there's certain steps.
It becomes a part of your life.
Exactly. And you could really scam a lot of people. I love that scam. That's not a bad scam. I don't know why you're hating today.
No, that's not a bad scam at all.
She's drinking that hatery.
I just feel like everything is about just like returning something. And
yeah, but if it's fucking viable and you can get
viable
some cash.
And you can, you know what? These are little things that add up. All these things add up.
Okay, here's another one I really hate. This is from Joel. What's up, doggy? I came across a scam years ago. Have used it several times after accidentally coming across it. All you have to do is go to a Redbox movie/gaming machine grab. What you want to do, get what you want out of it, then call and tell your bank you lost your card and have it turned off. I've only tried it using a bank debit card, not credit. It does inconvenience you for a few days until your new card comes in the
mail.
Hate it.
Yeah. They've given us better Redbox scams, which is if you go and buy one of those temporary gift cards, you can buy something from Redbox and just keep it. So you spend $5 on a video game that would normally cost you $60, and you're just... You know, that's that. That's a way better version of that scam. Tell that guy to kill himself.
Yeah, that's not great.
Stop listening to the show.
Like, this
is a terrible scam. Never send me a terrible scam.
This is from Graham. Hi, guys. As an ex-Amazon employee, I sort of know some backstage knowledge on the goings-on in the delivery.
This is what we need. These are the people we need.
This is what we want.
Yeah, some inside fucking information.
Yes.
Graham, don't give his last name. I don't want them to come after him.
Did you know anything you return to Amazon, whether you've opened it or not, gets crushed as they have nowhere to store it and would cost too much and too many hours for them to return to the supplier?
No, impossible. They don't crush TVs.
They don't crush shit. Now this guy's crazy.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking lunatic.
Keep going, but this guy's
he also thinks he's Jesus.
Yeah. He's like, I worked at Amazon, meaning he interviewed and the cops threw him out.
Here's the scam. You buy a small item that your normal postman can deliver, i.e. PS4 games that you and your friend want, and you don't have to sign for it, and they can't actually prove that you've received it. Same as if you put it in a safe place. You then call a few days later and say you haven't received it. Also, if you're adamant you want the product there, they're even less likely to question it, as it's pretty much worthless to them anyway, and there's no such thing as Amazon Investigations Team. You'll always get away with it. You can then sell the second to a friend, or usually me and a friend will go halves on a game and both get a copy.
I will say, I think they do say we delivered it.
But
a small thing, maybe not. They just say they deliver. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean,
they just go. We delivered it.
If they drop it off,
yeah,
you had signed a thing. Here's what happens when they drop off something in New York City, because I live in an apartment building.
Yeah, me
as
too.
We all do. They'll put a tag on the door and say, "Oh, it's at the post office," or sign this tag. And if you sign it, we'll leave it on your door. Okay, I guess around the rest of the country, they probably don't have to deal with that.
You know, so my building, there's literally a ledge where they just leave everybody's packages.
But you have to initially the first time you have to sign and say, "I want you to leave them." No,
no.
I think they're supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't think they're supposed to just leave. I think you were supposed to sign initially.
It's very possible that for a very low price thing, they'll just send another one. But I. They're not going to send another.
Lately, they've been, when they deliver to my house, they take a picture of it. And when you go on Amazon tracking, you can see that they left it.
They're like, we left it.
They
Here's
take
the
a picture
photo.
Of you opening it.
Yeah, they're like, here's you masturbating with the thing that we sent you. And by the way, that's weird because it's a fucking Williams-Sonoma food processor. But you're touching yourself while you open it. So no, we're not giving you another one. You fucking freak. This guy didn't work for Amazon.
This guy's a liar.
Fucking idiot. If you order a TV, just pretend you didn't get it and ask for 7 more. They won't care because they can't do math. They'll just give you the 7 TVs.
Yeah, just going to crush them.
Yeah, we're going to fucking crush them anyway. Tom Graham sent you.
Fucking
Graham stinks. He knows
moron.
Nothing. I know. Look, from Amazon, you can say it came defective, a piece came broken.
Yeah.
They will just send it to you. They will
I have
send
a
you
great
one.
When you go out to dinner with somebody, when the bill comes, right before the bill comes, start reminding them of all the good things happening in their life. This is true. If they're like, good things are happening in their life, start reminding them of that about 2 minutes before the bill hits
the
table.
Very smart. Yeah, yeah. This is actually a psychological scam.
These are big.
Yeah.
You're like, congrats. And by the way, congrats on that thing. Whatever it is. Even if it's not a big deal, be like, you know, you really worked hard. You really deserve it. Really pump them.
Yeah.
99 times. And then go and grab the check aggressively.
Yeah.
As soon as it gets there, be like, oh, come on, let me get it. And then they will, in many cases, go, no, I'll get it.
Yeah.
Because I'm the winner.
And also what you're doing there, if you break what that down is, you're feeding into their ego.
Yes.
Okay. You are also shining a light on them. They're in the spotlight for a second where now you're supposed to be the man.
Yes.
I recognize you as being the man.
Act like the man.
I'm recognize you are the fucking man. Don't let me down right now.
Right. Don't not be the man.
Don't not be the man. That's brilliant, Tim.
It's great.
That's another level of fucking.
I've gotten so many free dinners.
Me and you have the same type of psychosis.
And I take people out to very expensive restaurants.
Smart.
Yeah.
It's a very smart thing. You know.
These are the little psychological scams that are important.
I told you the one that I did. I told Dave to do. He never did it, though.
What?
It was fucking.
Dave's like honest and shit. I kind of don't agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Honesty. My problem with honesty
is. It's gay.
It's not even just gay. It's not even just honesty. I think if you're just choosing righteousness every time,
yeah,
that's a person that's out of control.
Right. I agree.
That's a person that's out of control. You don't get what this is. You're not in the driver's seat. You're letting destiny, God, fate, all that's horseshit. Okay. It's not real. Yeah. Okay.
Drive the car.
You need to drive the car. You need to manipulate the situation in life. And sometimes that means not being honest. Okay. Yeah. But Dave Smith had Joe Rogan give him tickets to UFC in New York, and I couldn't go. I was opening for Attell on the road.
Right.
And so Dave calls me up. He was like, who should I bring?
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, first of all, what you got to do is look up every person you know that is powerful in comedy that would enjoy this, okay?
Yeah.
Make sure that they're on the road. Make sure they're doing a road gig somewhere on that Saturday night. Then call them up. Invite them,
yes,
knowing they can't come.
He's so good.
Knowing they
cannot
come. I love him
so much. Okay. It's so true.
Now you have 10 or 12 people out there with
goodwill,
psychological debt to you.
Goodwill. Perfect.
Just like, this guy looked out for me. This guy's the fucking man. Now make sure they're more powerful than you, or at the very least can do something for you.
Yes.
So that right there, some people look at that as being like truly a really evil
thing. It's perfect.
And I think it's victimless. It is positioning yourself. I'm telling you, you got to read the 48 Laws of Power.
I love it so much.
I'm going to give it to you when I'm done with it. But it's like these little power plays where you're putting yourself in a position where, dude, energy and all that shit, like whatever way you want to put, that's very important to have that constantly flowing the right way.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that. You know, Dave was like, you're a fucking sociopath. I don't even want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah.
And then I tell it to some people and then they're like, dude, that's fucking smart.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
But these are the little tips that can do a lot for you.
Yeah. And they're victimless. You're not actually hurting anybody. Yeah. You are essentially, you're making people feel good.
Now,
here's
the other
thing.
Making
those 12 people feel great.
You're gonna, every now and then you're going to do something like this, you're going to lose. I got my dad and his wife a really nice Christmas present because I thought they were going to write me a check. I was like, they'll give me something very nice.
Yes.
Here's the problem. I sent the gift email to them. Okay. Here's the problem with the email gift. They didn't open it until they'd already had the gift for me. So if you're going to give somebody a nice gift in hopes you're going to get something back, you have to guarantee that they know what your gift is before they give you a gift.
Yeah.
Because I got fucked. I got them like $300 gift certificate to a 4-star restaurant in New York City. And they just gave me like a $500 check. Now, if they had known that I was ready coming out of pocket with three, I think they would have written a $1,000 check or something like that. Who knows? It would have got me something nicer. So you need to, like, certain things you have to, the people have to know what you've done for them before they can then, like, help you. So just always in a gift-giving situation, especially in Christmas, if it's a reciprocal thing, make sure somebody knows what you're going to get them.
Yeah.
But some people always have to know what you're going to get them.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't like getting gifts.
I know. No, getting gifts sucks, but I like getting money.
And I like getting money, too. I just don't. I feel like we're still talking about like psychological debt, right?
Sure.
We're still talking about like when I'm given a gift for something like a holiday or my birthday, I feel like I'm in debt to this person.
Oh, I never feel that way.
I feel in debt.
That's good for you. That's a good thing. That's a moral thing you have.
I feel like I now owe them back. I feel like now I have to top this.
Not only did I not feel like that, but I thought of stealing from their purse while I was at the holidays. I'm like, what room did everyone put their coats in? I'll go do what I did when I was 14 and just do 20 from each coat.
They'll never
20
notice.
Or 40 from each coat. 14, I'd leave with an 8-ball, a gram of weed, go have some fun. Go wrestle with somebody, straight guy.
That was it.
That's all. A little wrestling.
A little wrestling.
We're joking around. We're best friends. None of this is gay. This isn't rape.
We should learn how to kiss girls on each other.
Sure, you don't look at me. You avert eyes at me when you see me at the supermarket. Yeah. But this wasn't.
Yeah. When you give a gift, though, and this is what I do every holiday. I'm pretty generous on the holidays. I give good gifts.
Yeah, I like
to my
giving
members
because it makes me feel better than others.
It's just, it's the debt. They're now in debt to you in a weird way. They go, wow, you are the man. You've given me now. I'm not generous the rest of the year. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you put it, you know, just do the simple math on it. I'm above, you know what I'm saying? Way above.
Right.
Like, like what I'll do is I'll give it like a really massive tip once in a while.
Right.
At like a place that I go like regularly. I don't do it every time, but I give a massive tip once in a while.
Right.
Right. And it's only because they're going to remember the massive tip. They're going to forget about the regular tip every time. They're going to forget about it every time. Right.
Yeah.
It's going to go by the wayside. But they're not going to forget one out of every eight times when I fucking give them a 40, 50% tip. They're going to go, fuck, Lewis tips like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's good.
You know? And it's always, it's different people. So sort of the stories, and it'll just be once in a blue. Like, ah, goddamn, it'll be Christmas. Like, I'm $100, yeah. right? And they're like, damn, fucking Lewis is the man. Then it sort of enables you to, I'm just doing the math. Instead of doing 25% each time.
Yeah.
You know, once every few months, I'm doing 40%.
Right.
And you go, you're ahead of it. You know, you're just, right. you... It's all, you know, this is manipulative shit. It's all
of course.
Sociopath type shit, but I think that it does go a long way.
Agreed.
A couple more things to talk about.
Real quick. I just have one more dumb one, and then do you want to wrap this
up? Oh, shit, that's right. We have to choose the winner, too.
Yeah, one more terrible one. Mm-hmm. So this is from Christina. Now I feel bad because it's a girl. Some McDonald's charge you for extra sauce. When you go to the drive-thru, ask for sauce with your order. When they hand you the food, look into your bag, then ask them for more sauce. They'll give you extra sauce, no additional charge.
Wait a minute. That's not a scam.
I don't mind it.
That's not a scam.
This fucking, this slob, Christina.
That's not a scam. It's just somebody taking pity on you, giving you more sauce.
Did Christina include her phone number in the email?
If you're going through McDonald's, just ask, pretend you didn't get the sauce. Ask for more sauce, and then you'll have sauce.
Well, this is a good one, pertaining to sauce. This is nowhere near, this is way better than that. Don't ask for your sauce with the order.
Yeah.
Okay? Because they charge you for sauce for extra. If you don't get like chicken nuggets, right? And you ask for sweet and sour sauce, because I like sweet and sour sauce in my burger and fries, right?
Yeah.
Don't ask for the sauce. Then when you go like, oh, can I get some sweet and sour sauce? Then they're like, oh, that's 25 cents. Then pull out your credit card. And the credit card processing fee is more than...
Right.
So it's one of two things. Yeah, you're either paying for that sauce, okay, but McDonald's doesn't get that fucking money. Fuck them. Right? The credit card. I'd rather give it to the credit card processors, cocksucker. You're going to charge me for that fucking sauce?
Yeah.
Fuck you, okay?
What's good is if
most of the time they go, I'm not going to charge you on your credit card for sauce here. Just take it.
If you are in a Popeyes and they won't give you a sauce... because they charge you for every sauce. It helps if you do like a black cent.
Yeah.
And be like, what the f- Now,
this ain't how they do in Louisiana. If we were like really in Louisiana.
They go, do you need to pay for that extra sauce? I go, no, I don't. And then they give it to me.
Every time.
Again, tip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have a winner?
Yeah, the guy that did the socks and the, right?
Yeah, I like that. I like the eBay Chinese,
the boring everyday scam that you can get away with, and it will help you.
It'll just help you. You can save a few $100 a year.
We need a good scam. Like, we need life insurance, Medicare, something good. If anyone's listening that has something good.
Yeah, but I don't want people to get in trouble.
Well, you know, listen, man, trouble's where you find it. The point is, for this segment to really grow, we're not telling anyone to do anything. Describe something, you know, somebody who faked their own death. Something good.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to. It could be something you heard, a story you heard that you know.
There's scams out there. There's like YouTube pages devoted to scams.
Oh, yeah. Some good ones.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Dude, I have a friend that Airbnb'd an apartment they didn't own.
What?
A guy let this. A lot of my friends are degenerates. A guy left his apartment. He goes, I'm going to London for 7 months on business. Okay, they just would short-term Airbnb his apartment.
And
crazy.
Were they watching his apartment for him? They were taking care of
it? Not even really.
How'd they have access to it?
He gave him a key. They always had a key.
Oh, just in case they had a fucking war.
In case there was like an issue or something, but they just short-term Airbnb'd it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's pretty solid.
It was crazy.
I mean, you can just list apartments.
Yeah.
This is like, I used to sell real estate for City Habitats.
Yeah.
You can just list apartments. You can do this right now.
Yeah.
It's a good scam.
Right.
You can go to jail for this one, though. This isn't a scam that you scam. This is a fucking.
This ain't for pussies.
This is a real deal scam.
Realist, dude.
Get a cheap suit.
Yeah.
Okay. Go onto Craigslist and find apartments that are listed, okay, that are for rent. You'll find them. They're all over the place, okay? New York City, you'll have 1,000 apartments, okay? Now, Me, as a real estate agent, okay, it was difficult to get keys for every apartment. It was a pain in the ass. So most of the time, the vacant apartments are open in the building that you could just walk in, okay? You got to just get in the building. And most of the time, as a real estate agent, you would show up 15 minutes before. You would buzz every apartment in the building and then say, hey, I'm showing apartment 7B. Can you let me in?
Yeah.
Boom. And this was all legitimate. This is what you would do, how you would show apartments. It was too much to go back to the office to try to get keys. The keys weren't there a lot of the time. It's a nightmare to try to find the fucking keys to these buildings. So nobody's doing that. You're just bussing, okay?
Right.
Everyone knows this that lives in New York City. You know, mailmen are supposed to have fucking keys to all these buildings. And fucking to go and find every... It's crazy. So they just buzz in and whatever, right? So... Excuse me. You can just simply do this. List an apartment on Craigslist. Every apartment is open. Okay. The way the listings work, it's not like one person gets to list it. Unless it's an exclusive listing, which is very rare. There could be five different agents that are listing an apartment. List this apartment for $200 less than everybody else is listing it. Okay. Show up, let the person know, be like, cool, if you want it, I just need a $500 deposit right now. Okay, we'll put this in. We'll do your, this will be your credit check application plus a deposit in the apartment if you take it. I'll meet you back at the office in 2 hours. We'll have everything ready to go for you. Get the fuck out of there. You'll never see them again. I mean, there's no, how would they know? How would they?
Interesting. So just take
Have you ever, when you go and see an apartment, have you ever checked the credentials of the agent or landlord?
So you could just take the security deposit.
Take the deposit.
But it's always going to be a check.
No.
Interesting.
Not always. You'd be like, I need cash right now. I can't do a check. I need cash right now. If you want the apartment. I'm telling you right now, there are 20 people. Here's what happens. The person in New York City, especially people that don't have a lot of money. Most people are house broke that live in New York, meaning that they live paycheck to paycheck. Sure. Okay. They're desperate. They really want this apartment, okay? And by the way, you're not just doing this to one person. You're going to get eight people that are going to give you $500 in this afternoon. This is an open house, okay?
Yeah.
And you're fucking gone. They're never going to see you again.
You got to leave the city.
You're a Puerto Rican in the Bronx, dude. You're going
to wear
basketball shorts
for
the rest
of
your life.
That's great. Yeah, okay? Right.
So you let them know, okay? I need it. You need, if you want to do it, it's just a $500 in cash right now. I can't wait for a check to clear. You know, if you want to do it, it's only $500. Most people, even if they question you, even if they go, I don't know, they're going to go, I don't want to lose this apartment. I'll risk losing $500 before I risk losing this apartment because I really want this apartment.
Point.
You don't do the whole amount of money. You just do a few $100 because they're willing to lose it because they're like, cool, we got to get this done right now.
Right.
You can literally go further. You can walk into a City Habitat's office. Be like, all right, cool, come in here, wait right here, then fucking dip out. It doesn't matter. I remember thinking at the time of working at City Habitat's being like, why wouldn't I? It'd be easier to make money doing this than it would be to rent fucking apartments.
What about selling fake comedy club tickets? I always thought that would be because they don't know, right?
They would do that. They do it. Here's what happens. The guys in Times Square, let me explain to you how they were doing it, okay? They were selling, this is how good these guys got. I got to give them credit because I used to sell comedy club tickets in Times Square. They would just print tickets for real clubs and sell them because they know the clubs would never turn the people away anyway.
Right.
So it's like these people would just go out and they'd literally just go, cool, I'm going to design my own ticket fucking for the Broadway comedy club.
Interesting.
Chris Rock's going to be there. The ticket comes. They're like, I don't even know what this is, but yeah, you'll buy two drinks. Cool. Come on in.
Yeah, right.
And it's just a whole like self-sustaining scam.
Great.
These guys just like literally, that's another scam. But selling comedy club tickets is really fucking hard.
Right.
It's not easy. So it's not an easy scam. These guys went, this was in the newspaper a few years ago on New Year's Eve. They were selling tickets. They made it up. They said at LOL that it was Times Square view of the ball dropping, big open windows, like fucking gorgeous, like top floor Times Square.
Right.
Okay. Theater. Like, and midnight. You get to watch the ball drop with a champagne toast, like with this big like it doesn't even exist what they were talking about.
It's not even real.
You don't fucking, it's from the Avengers. The building they're talking about is from the Avengers.
That's so funny. And this was LOL.
This is LOL.
Yeah, great.
The shittiest comedy club of all time.
Right.
But they were selling tourist tickets for $250 a pop to have. You could walk into Times Square with your ticket. That's the idea, is you could walk through security.
Which is a lie.
All a lie. Every bit of it was a lie. They were buying pieces of paper, these tourists.
Right.
And going, ooh, you get to watch the ball drop with Chris Rock. What an amazing evening. I'm hanging out with Chris Rock and Family Guy. They would tell him it's Family Guy. That would be like, Family Guy will be there tonight.
Oh, dude, Family Guy murdered selling tickets.
Family Guy's going to be there tonight.
Family Guy.
That dude, how many times I stopped people to sell them tickets and they would be like Swedish and they'd be like, we have tickets to the Family Guy.
We're going to see Family Guy.
No.
I swear to God, dude.
What do they think they're going to see?
Tina Fey is there tonight, yeah.
Because at Dangerfields, their site would say Brian McFadden.
Okay.
And they would tell them that was Seth MacFarlane.
Ah, smart.
Interesting.
Smart.
Who's probably not funny in a stand-up show. Yeah. Like, if you saw Seth MacFarlane, you'd be like, this isn't Family Guy.
So funny. So funny.
Crazy.
This is now against the law,
I'm
apparently.
Sorry. The winner? is it Rich Vosh?
Yeah.
Rich Vosh is the winner. He's in England. He gets a free piece of merch. That means we have to spend $70 to send it to him. That's fun.
Yeah. Scam that
joke. Have a kid you email him, like a sticker or something.
You could print we'll send you the design. You could print it yourself, Rich. Right. Rish Vosh. This is now a crime. In England and Wales, upskirting, meaning taking pictures under girl skirts, is going to be criminalized in England now.
I thought that was kind of always.
Thought it was always a crime.
Yeah, I thought it was always.
I thought this was not even a debate.
Yeah, I didn't think you could do that ever.
The fact that we are allowed to do that. Is it not a crime here? Are you kidding me? I can upskirt girls legally? Shannon.
No, it's probably a crime here.
Find out.
Harrington's looking it up.
Find out. January 16th. This is a big deal.
You
this is on CNN. The fact that it's front page news on CNN, it's perfectly legal to take upskirt photos of most in America. Obviously not children. How
not
crazy
New York.
Is that?
New York, no way.
Isn't it sad that in 2016 women are still being told that their provocative clothing choices aren't to blame for their sexual harassment experiences, from sexual assault to rape cases, the non-consensual photography of a woman's body. It
bollocks.
Seems like women constantly being told that they...
If I want to take a little picture, it's more... Listen, it's more prerogative.
If I want to see her fanny on my camera...
I'll just take a little snap, isn't it? Come on now.
Come on now.
It's all just right. Good old fun.
Oh, pip, pip, cheerio.
It's good old fashioned fun.
This is a crime. Bollocks.
I just want to see her bunion.
For anyone who wasn't aware, it's perfectly legal for someone to take upskirt photos of a woman's private areas in dozens of states. In fact, Georgia was the latest state to publicly come forth and rule that upskirt photographers will not face criminal punishment from the law. Lady, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. You're just giving us this information. I didn't even know this. We wouldn't, if you didn't write this blog, bitch, we wouldn't even know that we're legally allowed to do it.
True.
So you're part of the problem.
Right. How about another blog? Stop showing your fucking snapper around town.
Yeah. How about
us? Ladylike?
I just want a little photograph of a snapper. That's all. Why's she getting crazy?
I remember.
She's a little sensitive, isn't she?
When I was dating this girl, Alex, years ago, smoking hot Polish girl.
Yeah.
That was my girlfriend, okay? And we used to not role play, but it was a thing we would do once in a while. She would go ahead. She used to wear really, really short skirts, like her ass cheeks would hang out of them. And she would go ahead of me up the stairs, and I would do upskirt photos of her on the stairs. But it was my girlfriend, but it was sort of like a weird thing. It would like make me horny to like do this to her, and we'd like pretend we didn't know each other. And I remember a woman one time saw me doing it and fucking freaked out on me. And she's like, What are you doing? And I was like, oh, no, she's actually my girlfriend. And she just didn't care. Tim, what are you doing? I can't even.
I'm looking up British words for pussy.
Fanny. Fanny is one.
Fanny is one of them.
Yeah, Fanny is one of them.
The That's nanny.
The nanny, the fanny.
Hold on. Fanny. Fanny also means a retard. That's interesting.
Is it illegal to take a picture of a fanny's fanny?
Now, it is still legal to take a photo of a fanny. Just can't be a pussy. But a fanny is in.
Yeah. Look, it should be illegal. Let me claim.
No,
am I being a fucking SJW now by saying it should be illegal to take pictures of girls' pussies?
I don't know. Digital rape? I mean, you've been out of control this whole show.
I understand if somebody were to go into my phone and take out photos and images of me and my girlfriend fucking and post them on the internet, that is sort of a crime. Is it not some sort? It's a sex crime and it's digital. So, I mean, there's no...
Here we go.
Well, is it not? I is mean, that not? What are
we
the ways?
Need a drop for when Lewis goes real hard in the paint, SJ Dub.
But hold on, Dougie. I also jerk off to every fapping photo in existence.
Yeah.
So I'm part of the problem. I'll be a sex criminal with everybody.
Right.
I'm calling it what it is.
Yeah.
This is the difference. Okay. I'm not saying that. I'm
calling it what it is too. You and Kim having sex leaked. You say. Is what? Digital rape.
Not digital rape.
I say it's evidence in housing court.
I think it should be a crime, though. If you go into somebody's... here's the real debate. Should it be a crime for you to look at those photos?
Yeah.
You do think it should be. No. I don't think it should be.
No, because I look at them.
Do you think it should be a crime to hack into somebody's phone?
Yes. Yes. But if I'm looking, I'm not hacking. I'm jacking.
Yeah.
Jacking, not hacking.
Jacking, not hacking. That's actually a good...
Jacking, not hacking.
That's the line right there.
That's the line.
The government should put out, like, you know how they do, like, every once in a while.
It's not the fappening, it's the jacketing.
Yeah, I like it.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess this is a big deal here. In America, you can take upskirt photos of girls.
Yeah.
That's hot. I love... one of the true joys in life.
Yeah.
Really, and I mean, and I don't know if you get this being gay with men at all, but one of my true joys in life is in the summertime when girls are just... And girls will wear just like, it's a, the style now is like clothes that are like loose and just kind of like hang off you. Yeah. And there's no bra and there's no like, women are very like kind of open with their bodies. And you'll be behind a chick in a short skirt and just get a little breeze and whew, lifts up her skirt and get to see her full ass.
Yeah.
Once in a, and it happens, you know, once or twice a year.
Yeah.
You get to actually experience that.
She's 14. And it's a real moment.
What would the gay
equivalent of that?
Like gray getting, sweatpants.
Gray sweatpants on the subway.
Dick in a gray sweatpants in the subway.
Really?
Holding on to the pole in front of you.
Or athletic shorts. Just a big dick just waving around, begging to be caressed. Sucked.
Milked.
Kissed.
Milked. Kissed. Just a big, smelly dick that has just been wagging around, trying to get attention.
Yeah, thick.
You know?
Thick,
waving at you.
Thick, huge dick. Good guy.
It's winking at you?
Just winking. That's the equivalent.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. But you probably get that even more often than us because we have to have like environmental elements.
The thing about being
gay
is you get it all the time. You get it from your friends sometimes. I mean, it's weird.
What do you mean?
You know? You could be next to one of your friends who has a huge dick.
Yeah.
You could be like, oh, that's a big dick.
Who's a big dick out of your friends that you've noticed, comedians, that you all notice because of your fucking gay senses scoped out that dick? You're like, that's a big piece and nobody would even know it.
I could tell you people I think would have big dicks.
All right, who?
I think Soder would have a big dick.
Yeah, he does. I've seen it.
I think... Thick.
Thick.
I think... Who else would I say would have a big dick? Interesting question. I think... not really Norman DeList.
No.
I would say, like, Greer Barnes... Would have a big old, but an old dick,
that out.
Like 1980s.
Yeah, it's playing a harmonica.
Yeah, like an old.
He's got a dick cap that just sits on the top.
Ari Shaffir, we've all seen his dick.
Yeah, so he's got a big old thick piece.
Yeah.
Huge balls. Uncomfortable. His balls are so big.
Yeah. Schindler's Listy.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's the show.
That's it, folks.
This was a fun one, Timmy. I always love having you on.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Thanks.
Our thoughts and prayers with Nick Mullen and the Cumtown community. I'm hoping that everything's okay with him.
Yeah, I hope everything's okay. Listen, I'm sure it'll be just as good with Adam Friedland at the helm.
Yeah, you know.
So that'll be just as fun.
How are Adam and Sav's basketball podcast doing? I'm sure it's killing it, right?
I'm sure it'll be great.
Do they do it still? No? They ended it? All right. Look, thank you very much for listening to The Real Ass Podcast. Friday, Andrew Schultz in studio. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you follow everyone on social media. We love you guys. Until then, adios. Peace. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.